We're speaking now with Jessie Peters. She is a candidate for the Pendre Hospital District Board of Trustees, which has two seats up for election for vote in the May 18th election. Jessie, thanks for talking with us today.
Chris, thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with an introduction. Tell us a bit about yourself, including how and when and why did you wind up here in Bonner County?
Sure. I'm Jessie. I've lived in Bonner County just under 4 years. I live here with my husband and three young boys. Prior to that, born and raised in Arizona, and we decided to make the jump to Northern Idaho. We have family lives up here. My in-laws live in St. Mary's. Just drawn to the beauty that is around us is pretty remarkable, undeniable. So that's how we found ourselves here.
Well, you know, that's a big change from Arizona. It's a lot greener, I imagine, here.
It is a lot more water, I think.
Yeah.
I never knew there would be so much water everywhere. I never knew that much water actually existed, to be honest.
Yeah, it's actually one of our great assets, I think. So what professional or personal experience do you have that you feel provides good qualifications for the district trustee position?
Sure. So I have been a family nurse practitioner in rural healthcare my entire career, which is as a nurse practitioner about 11 years, and as a nurse about 5 years before that. I have served not only providing direct care in rural healthcare clinics, but have also launched clinics, have worked with assessing needs and implementing new infrastructures to help meet the needs in rural healthcare. I've served as a VP of a healthcare nonprofit, where I was the VP of strategy, working to do exactly that, develop lines of care to help meet the healthcare needs within rural communities. I've also served as a board member on a hospital board, part of an accountable care organization on that hospital board. So I bring a long-standing history of rural nonprofit community healthcare.
Okay. Are there any other nonprofit groups that you're involved with, or have you held other elective offices? Anything else you might like to mention?
Like I said, I've worked in not-for-profit healthcare clinics pretty much my entire career, but I have never held public office before, no.
Okay. Well, here's a question that I'm asking all the candidates. Why are you running for hospital district trustee?
Sure. Well, I have a heart for rural communities, and I have always, it's actually what led me to become a nurse practitioner all those years ago, was the special nature of the healthcare setting in rural areas. There are unique challenges and also unique strategies that can be implemented to try to really get at the health and well-being of my community. So it's really out of that heart to serve and heart to help reach folks who are underreached and maybe who don't have access to all the amenities of those who would live outside of rural life.
Have you ever attended a hospital district board meeting?
I have not.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm asking this question as well. I think a lot of voters weren't even well acquainted with the Pendre Hospital District and what it does. So I'm asking candidates to describe in their words, you know, what is the hospital district all about and what's its function?
Sure. It is very confusing. I think a lot of people, the general taxpayer, the general listener probably get it somewhat mixed up with the hospital board itself. So the hospital district board is the board of trustees that oversees the flow of funds of the taxpayer's dollar as it goes toward meeting the healthcare needs of our community. So as dollars come in from the taxing district, those dollars then get pushed through and funneled to the different needs within our healthcare district. And so the hospital district board is completely separate, at least in its role and functions, from the duties of the hospital board itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, the money has been, up to this point, earmarked for health services provided by Bonner General Health. So I'm also asking candidates, are you yourself a user of BGH's services as an individual consumer, and do you have experience as a consumer of the services?
Sure. So I would want to bring a point of clarification that the tax dollars to this point have been used to help fund the shortfalls of the BGH clinics. So not so much the hospital itself, but the clinics in the community that the hospital operates. So yes, I have utilized as a consumer the hospital services. I have not used as a consumer the hospital's clinics, which the funds are going toward.
Yes, there's that distinction. Jesse Peters, what do you consider to be issues for the hospital district that voters should be considering as they decide who they're going to vote for?
I think that that's a great question. I think that's probably the crux of things is, as you mentioned, I think that it's a problem that the majority of taxpayers don't know what this hospital district board is. I think that there's been, I guess I could say there's room for improvement with the way that strategies, decisions, plans are being communicated to taxpayers. And I feel like that there's a level of transparency that us as taxpayers are entitled to. As part of that, I really want to ensure for our county that the funds that we're paying in taxes are being funneled in a way that is directly impacting the health and well-being of the taxpayer. So there needs to be a really clear and articulate plan as to, what is happening with these tax dollars and that's directly related to meeting the needs of the district. I'm not clear from an outsider perspective, how much of a needs assessment has been done in our county to really identify what the needs are. And then that would be the first step. And then the second step would be obviously to really develop a well-articulated plan as to how those funds are being directed and spent.
Okay. My next question would be, do you think the hospital district is doing a good job managing its budget? But it sounds like you would look into that at this point.
Right. And, that there has, from an outsider's perspective, it's pretty difficult to know the ins and outs of the financial decisions, ins and outs of the strategy, the mission, the goals that the board is trying to accomplish. Those things are not well communicated. And so I think that would be a really great first step as to figuring out, if changes need to be made, if not. But regardless, all of those things need to be communicated well to us as taxpayers.
I know the hospital district does have a website with a great deal of information on it. Do you feel like that is lacking in informing folks?
I do. I feel like, having a website is one thing, just as I've been, in communication with the general public, most people are pretty unaware, myself included, prior to this campaign, pretty unaware as to what the hospital district does and really the goal and strategies that the dollars, to which the dollars are being funded.
Okay. Well, we do have about a minute and a half left, so you have an open mic now to make a closing statement if you'd like. And I would like to phrase it in, so why should folks vote for you, or what are issues that you'd like them to be considering as they decide who they vote for?
Sure. So I take it, as an honor to be running. I take it as a privilege to represent the healthcare needs of each voter. Each voter is their own healthcare story. They're living their healthcare journey, and I would just appeal to anyone listening that I I care about you as a taxpayer. I care about your health, and I would be a strong advocate for getting your health care needs met on the hospital district board. So come out and vote for me, Jesse Peters, May 18th.
Well, Jesse Peters, candidate for the Ponderay Hospital District Board of Trustees, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you, Chris.